Summer reinforcements. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. So, Hasidus is a social movement, obviously a religious movement. It tries to help people who seem disaffected from religion, and when Torah wasn't, as we would say, doing it for them, Talmud Torah in certain cases. And it's also a challenge to the established Rabbanus that had been seen as disassociated, severed, aristocratic, condescending in some places to the average person. So it talks a lot about the role of a new type of a leadership. And for people that don't understand it, it looks very off. Like, why is the Rebbe sitting there in a gold chair, touching people's fish, having people dance around him, and respect him so much? Isn't that Avodah Zarah? That's what the average uninitiated Hasid would think when seeing the scenes. But the truth is, there's some very, very deep ideology about the role of the tzaddik, quote unquote, what role the tzaddik plays in trying to serve as a bridge between the average Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and allowing that Jew to reach certain levels that he wouldn't be able to reach on his own. It almost takes cosmological meaning. The tzaddik plays roles that other things play in classic Kabbalah. So it's not just a simple, why don't we give the tzaddik a lot of money and kavod and let him have a good time. It's a very deep principle. And obviously Parshas Korach would be a great parsha to study the role of the tzaddik vis-a-vis the people, because that was Korach's real challenge. There doesn't need to be any figureheads. So in some ways, Korach is the anti-chassid. Korach is coming and saying, who needs a Rebbe? So the defense is, there needs to be a Rebbe. But wait a second, the Rebbe can't be arrogant and condescending and selfish and self-serving. He has to serve the people. So somehow the calibration of Korach is going to be the calibration of Chassidus. Okay, is everyone following? Okay. Now, just to give you a little bit of background, the Chassidish Rebbe who did the most to write frontally about the role of the tzaddik is someone called Rebbe Melech Miluzansk. You've been to the Kever, those who went to Poland, so we'll go to Poland soon, you'll be at the Kever in Luzansk. So he writes about the tzaddik and the role of the tzaddik very extensively beyond the parameters of this year. So let's start from the beginning. The Sfas Emes' grandfather is the Chiddush Harim. The Chiddush Harim starts Gera Chassidus. The Chiddush Harim's Rebbe is Reb Simcha Bunim of Pashischa. He was one of the master Chassidish Rebbeim. He starts three related chains of Chassidus: Gera Chassidus, Katzke Chassidus, and of course the Ishbitzer Rebbe. So they're all Talmidim of Reb Simcha Bunim of Pashischa, middle to last part of the 18th century. So now we're going back, digging back deep, deep, deep into the, we'll call it the second generation of Chassidus. So he teaches the Chiddush Harim, who starts Gera Chassidus. The Chiddush Harim raises the Sfas Emes, his grandson, because the Sfas Emes is orphaned at a very early age. Okay, so now we know where we are in the overall flow of Chassidus. So Reb Simcha Bunim of Pashischa says that the image of a staff that flowers and produces fruit and almonds and flowering, why is that the response to reaffirm iron selection? So I'll read it, because just like a tree has flowers and buds and fruits, similarly, Am Yisrael has different parts to it. Some are flowers, some are buds, some are roots, some are fruits. Imkain, however, the Kohen who Iker, there can only be one fruit. There's a whole team necessary to produce one fruit. It's a flower, it's a bud, it's a root, it's a... So there's only one stick, but the stick has multiple parts to it, multiple fruits. So it's a message or an icon for everyone has a role, but not everyone can have the role. And there's only one stick that flowers, and there's only one fruit that comes out of each, let's call it each bud or each sprout. Okay, so that's just the basic interpretation of the staff and the fruit as a chosen symbolism for one selection. But his grandson, the Sfas Emes, he actually quotes him less. I quoted him first just to give you a little bit of development. He takes it even further. Why does the Torah stress that Aaron's staff was placed b'toch matosam? They're obviously placed on the Olamot. What does it say? Mateh shel Aaron b'toch matosam. So the answer is as follows, and here's the very delicate calibration. A leader only draws his source and meaning and inspiration from the collective by combining and aggregating everyone's force and everyone's talent and everyone's aspiration. He's a collector. He's not a leader. That's probably the best word to take away from today. In Chassidus, a leader is not a leader, he's a collector. He's an incorporator. He aggregates everyone's So Aaron can only be, Aaron's stick can only flower if it's betoch matosam. If it's not betoch matosam, there's no role, there's no purpose to your leadership. So you wouldn't normally associate this with Hasidic definitions of leadership, because to the naked eye, it looks like, oh, he's above everyone and different. No, he's drawing everyone's collective force and then branching and bridging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Ayideh Hiskalalus B'nei Yisrael, only by being Kolel, all of Am Yisrael together, Az Avodes HaKohen, Oved Hashem Oseh Peros. And that's why the Torah says, B'toch Matosam, here's the thesis, Pu'ulas HaTzadik, the strength and the activities of a tzaddik, Eino B'koach Atzmo, doesn't come from an internal ability. Rak Shema'asev Kol Chelke Avodes HaPratim, he collects everyone else's Avodes Hashem. Now, everyone else's Avodah Hashem may not be that articulated and conscious. That's why the tzaddik has to take Avodah Hashem that you may not even be aware of, because it's so deep and subliminal and subconscious. But he has the ability to collect them all, to unify them all. However, Hakol Ovdim Es Hashem, this is a recognition of everyone's Avodah Hashem, Ach Liskos Lasos Pri Lamala, but to, in order to create that fruit, and here the fruit is a symbolism of actually bridging to Hashem, local Adam Zohar, like Ach, not everyone can achieve that. It's a very, very nuanced definition of leadership. His source and his activities come from the common, but those common people can't produce the fruit. So he's the fruit producer, but the fruit is only produced, as his grandfather's Rebbe said, by the collective efforts of everyone. And therefore, to reinforce this, he quotes a very intriguing pasuk in Yeshaya to show how carefully Chassidish Rebbeim Reb Sukkim. They didn't read Prakim like we read today, full Prakim of Tanakh, but they read Sukkim very carefully. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Imru Tzadik Kitov. A tzadik should, someone says to a tzadik he's tov, ki pri malalehem yochelu, because they eat the fruits of their labor. It's a pretty standard aphorism. And the next pasuk defames a rasha as opposed to the tzadik. Imru Tzadik Kitov. Ki pri malalehem yochelu. So there are two interesting parts of this pasuk. One is, who's telling the tzaddik that he's tov? And why does the tense shift from singular to plural? Imru tzaddik ki tov, the tzaddik is tov, ki pri malalehem yochelu, because he eats the fruits of his effort, not their effort. It should be malalav, his effort, not malalehem. So basically, for the Sfasemis, this is a pasuk that everyone says to the tzaddik, recognizing the unique role of the tzaddik, that not everyone could be the tzaddik. So Imru Tzaddik Kitov, we're identifying one person. See, when Yeshaya is written, tzaddik is every man. Everyone tries to aspire to be a tzaddik. Tzaddik is you, tzaddik is you, tzaddik is you. Well, Yeshaya is describing the goal for everyone to try to achieve to be a tzaddik, and he's lauding the accomplishments of a tzaddik. But for the Sfasem, is no, point to the tzaddik and recognize Kitov, that it's good to have a tzaddik who can deliver and develop parts of Avodas Hashem that you can't. As long as it's prim ala lehem, as long as his fruit, and here's the fruit imagery, pre, same image of Parshas Korach, the fruit of his, not his work, of their work. So the tzaddik is the flowering fruit of their work and their collective, ma'ala lehem. So this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, which essentially incorporates all the aspects that the Sfasem spoke about in this piece. A, why the staff and the fruit were chosen, how the tzaddik is reflected in the fruit and the rest of the people and all the other parts of the staff or the tree, and how the tzaddik has to be drawn from all their collective efforts, symbolized by both the fact that all the parts of the tree produced the fruit and the staff was actually placed physically within all the other staffs, b'toch matosam. However, it's ma'alehem, even though there's a differentiation of the role of the tzaddik. So it's a very, very nuanced definition of leadership, rather than what for some people seems to be a very arcane and even abusive and self-promoting. It isn't. It's very, very subtle. This isn't the only definition, but a lot of time is spent on trying to define the role of the Hasidic Rebbe, because obviously it's one of the major differences between Hasidus and non-Hasidus. We don't have those definitions. For us, a Rebbe isn't fundamentally different. Rav Lichtenstein just knew a lot more, had better midos, had better, so it was incremental. So therefore I wanted to learn from him, I wanted to study him. But in theory, if I would just work as hard as he did and had the same gifts he did, and there's no difference between Rav Lichtenstein and me. I suppress my own will to him, or I submit myself to his reverence, to his authority, because he knows more, and I trust his morality more, I trusted his wisdom more. But in Chassidus, the tzaddik isn't just that person who exemplifies all the types of conduct you aspire towards. The tzaddik who's capable of certain levels that the average person cannot. He plays a very distinct function in society. It's not just he's a little more developed, a little more successful at the things that everyone else is involved in. Okay? Next time, walk around the campus, look for some fruit, you're looking at a tzaddik. Have a good day, everyone.